Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's, you know, it's a ripoff of Star Trek, right? I look over at the date and I go, I make it up too. I don't do actual Star Trek dates. I just use the regular date. So if it were Sunday, I would say Stardate 03052022, which is just 03 March 05 for the 5th. And
well, it's a good thing you didn't say that.
It's a good thing I didn't do that. Otherwise, some of our listeners might think it's Sunday, and it is not. It is Saturday. You are listening to Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, of course. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And we've already kind of been talking a little bit. We started the show without you all.
So we've come to the conclusion that absolutely nothing is occurring. Things are very boring. It's a status quo. I mean, just the news cycle has nothing in it.
Nothing to talk about at all.
Yeah.
No current events happening. No special things going on in the world. Nothing.
So since we couldn't find anything to talk about, good night, everybody.
Hey, now, let's not sign off. Let's sign off just yet.
Oh, don't do that.
If worse comes to worse, I'm sandbagging this story about flying spiders. I'm saving it for tomorrow because usually Richie Rich, who will be on tomorrow, he brings in like some of the bizarre stuff.
Y'all can talk about serious crap the rest of the week. Sunday's my day to talk about the weird, weird stuff going on.
And
in the world.
It makes Sunday kind of a little bit different show. And so I was like, ooh, I wonder if Richie Rich is going to. No, he's probably listening, so maybe he'll bring in the same article. But I am sandbagging that. But I did title tonight's show, When People Cheer for Censorship. And I know you wanted to talk about the happenings with people having their accounts blocked and the sanctions on, Russia and things going on with the Ukraine and, all of that kind of thing. And they're all kind of wrapped together in this. All of these things are happening because, some HMFIC that's had in charge of, one gang, one plot of land, decided that they didn't like the HMFIC of the other plot of land and decided to invade it. Now, the Americans are funny people. We like war. We're a warlike people. Now, we're out at it. I don't like war. I don't particularly care for it. It's so much so that,
honestly, in general, people don't like war. Just people. People don't like war. I mean, even like the most for war that people ever get. I mean, America for World War II. Like, hey, we screwed up things with World War I. Now we've got to go mop up the mess we made.
I don't know. I think
massive protests against getting into that war. And that's like as for war as people get.
I think people like to say they're against war, but they don't like to do anything about it.
Well, people don't like to do
because they've certainly
kind of vote kind of. I mean, what little people do at all, like they vote, and every single time we vote for the anti-war candidate, every single time,
and every single time we get war.
Exactly.
So, and what I mean about like doing anything about it too is people certainly, they say, oh, yeah, I don't like war, but they don't do anything about it. Look at all of the war that has happened in the time that you and I have been on planet Earth. I'm a little bit older than you, but roughly 40 years, right? So, I'm going to be 50 here this year. But, let's just look at the last 40 years. Nothing but nonstop war on behalf of the citizens of the United States. And has anybody really done anything about it? Well, I can say that I have because I have checked out of the United States dollar as much as possible. Right? There are still some times when I got to use it. I hate to say this, but I do have to write one check. I have to write one check every quarter because the government agency that handles the, I think it's the sewer, they haven't updated their system so that you could go to like a website and type in, you know, like your credit card number or whatever to pay your bill, whatever. So they're so antique. They do claim that they take only MasterCard. They don't take Visa or, you know, anything else. But you can't call them up and pay, because I tried this. I called them up, and I was like, hey, yeah, I just want to pay my bill with a credit card. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can come in and do that anytime. And I'm like, well, can I just do it over the phone? Oh, no, we don't do that here. Like, so I got to come in. They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, what are your hours? And their hours are screwy, too. They're open from, like, 2 until 4 or something like that, only on Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Wednesday from, like, 9 a.m. until noon or something weird like that.
We're open at 1:37 to 4:02 on February 29th during a blue moon.
Only on the third Thursday of every month, you know, are we open until 4. I don't know. It's weird. And it's just an illustration of how really stupid the organization that people commonly refer to as government is.
Well, and that's the thing. So if you are allowed to be insane, then you will just get more and more insane. I mean, if you look at, like, how kings have been throughout time, no one can check them, so they tend to get crazier and crazier. Now, in the same way, if you have a service provider of any kind, and there's no stopping them, they just get worse and worse at service provision. Whatever, you know, service they're trying to provide. And, you know, some of these are important services, you know, security and roads and, you know, all sorts of things that we actually use. But if you can't fire them, there's no market discipline.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to even get into this today. I have it, you know, sort of as a backup thing. But just because we're illustrating what happens when you allow the entity known as government to do something that they shouldn't. I mean, not that they should do anything. They should never really do anything. The organization is antique. It's barbaric. Beyond barbaric. It's medieval.
Mm-hmm.
And should be abolished completely. But from Reason.com, D.C. managed to lose $4 million on its own sports betting app. Despite having a near monopoly on district-wide betting, poor decisions and mismanagement led to millions in losses on Gambit DC. So, what they did is they basically launched a gambling app, right? Gambling is like one of the most lucrative industries of all time.
Yeah.
And one of the oldest. I think it's maybe second to prostitution.
You may as well just have a bucket that people put money into. And people all willing to do that.
After the DC Council approved sports gambling in the district in 2018, it authorized a single company to develop the Gambit DC app at a cost of $215 million over 5 years. In return, the district hoped to see annual tax revenues of $20 million from bets placed. Instead, the lottery admitted this week that the DC government only took in about $1.5 million from the app in 2021, its first full year of operation. In fact, after adjusting for the cost of advertising the app, the government actually lost more than $4 million last year.
Wow. So here's this thing that lots of people want to do. We're not going to let anyone else do it. And somehow you manage to lose money being the only game in town.
Yeah, it's an app, right? So your overhead is developers and support people, right? Maybe some testers, some QA guys, right? That's part of development, part of that process anyway. and that's it.
Well, and I mean, you pose the question of, like, you know, what do people do to stop the governments that purport to represent them from going to war? And there hasn't been, previous to 2009, anything we could really legitimately do. But now we do have something. We stop using their money, and then they stop being able to print the money to buy bombs to kill people.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that, particularly how it's eroding the state's power and eroding the power, particularly in their currencies. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome going on, well, in the world. Talk about it here on nationally syndicated radio, as well as the internet and on some satellites, too.
Aren't we still in Africa?
We're in New Hampshire, bro.
Thanks. Totally what I was talking about.
Did you know that I've led some raids down in Africa? I have not. It's not true. It's a complete lie. I've never been to Africa in any way, shape, or form. Although I did get... I took a picture of myself holding it, my papers. All right, my travel papers. Right? I believe it's called a passport here in this particular... what's the word I'm looking for? Plantation? Yeah, it's a plantation of the United States of America. So I took a photo of me just holding it, and my thumb just happens to be covering the P. So it's become my ass port.
Where else do you get donkeys from? Got to go through the door somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I keep asking people to, like, particularly the government people, and I was like, you got to go to the post office to get this stuff done. And jokingly, right, I position it as a joke, but I say things like, yeah, how come, like, the deer and the moose don't have to get these when they cross over between, like, here and Canada? And they laugh, like, yeah, huh. And, like, you know, hopefully it makes them think a little bit. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. You are free to call in. We'll get to your calls momentarily. If you would like to talk about whatever's on your mind, stuff we're talking about, stuff we haven't talked about, stuff that you don't think any other radio show might talk about, you can call us, 603-283-6160. I am your host, the Captain. Joining me?
Pickles Mountaineer. And I think what you're referring to there is the invisible fences of tax livestock.
That is what I'm referring to, yes. Passports are just useless, really. Government track. Like, I don't remember what year. Was it World War II that came into fashion?
Well, they are a trade-off. On the one hand, they keep the government from, you know, kidnapping us, torturing us, and occasionally killing us for resisting our kidnapping.
How does a passport do any of that?
Because we show them the thingy, and they go, okay, we have decided not to kidnap you.
Okay.
For attempting to cross this invisible line. Shooting you for attempting to cross this invisible line.
Okay, so you're carrying around a permission slip.
Yes.
And my thoughts on the matter are, free people do not need paperwork to prove that they are free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it just should be.
Yeah, right? Well,
people should just be free, no paperwork required.
Well, in a reasonable world, it would be... You can see when someone has mixed their labor with nature. And thus, you can go, okay, well, I need permission to be on that road because they mixed their labor with nature in order to make this obviously artificial thing. So I need to have the owner of this obviously artificial thing's permission to use them. Like, I didn't make that, so I need permission. Now, what we have instead is... Even if you're just crossing from one section of desert to another section of desert, clearly moving from one part of nature to another part of nature, they've gone, no, we have arbitrary agreements that this part of nature has these rules, and this part of nature has these rules. And you have to have a special permission slip to go from this piece of sand to this piece of sand.
Yeah, it's like the lottery of birth. Right? The quality of your life is directly dependent upon what piece of dirt you fell out of your mouth on. So, we were talking in the previous segment. I had mentioned this bit about in D.C. where they managed to lose $4 million by spending $215 million. On a gambling app in which they claim a monopoly on, so there's no competition for this app. And so, yeah, they went ahead and lost $4 million. How is that possible? Well, more than just a glitchy interface and beyond the decision to spend more than $6 million on advertising, the service was simply unreliable. During this year's Super Bowl, the app was down for iPhone and iPad users. You know, one of the biggest betting days on planet Earth. Kenyon McDuffie, who represents D.C.'s Ward 5, expressed concern that the app could see a similar issue with March Madness coming up. As with many vices, it is better for gambling to be legal than illegal, but the best bet of all is for the government to leave the actual infrastructure of gambling alone. They have no business being in business of any kind.
If you look at everything they do, this is kind of expected.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do they run all of these other services? Like, if you've ever tried to, you know, get on their health care, it's a nightmare. They can't keep a website up.
The Capital One Arena betting facility earned $1.8 million just in tax revenue. So when Capital One can make a go of it and even, like, make some gravy for the behemoth of government, and the government can't even, like, release an app. Clearly, D.C. should quit while it's behind and leave the gambling table altogether. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have John calling from Delaware. John, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to say that I think it's, like, super barbaric, and it's almost like we're living in a twilight zone, but this guy Putin just goes into a sovereign nation like a gangster and with tanks and missiles, and he's killing all kinds of people, doing these illegal explosives with these bombs, and it's 2022, and that's how advanced our advanced civilization is. We're living like barbarians, man. This is crazy, and there's no reason why we, the people of the whole entire world, not just here in America, should have to put up with this crap, man. These people should never be allowed to have power in the first place. Something needs to change, and if it doesn't, this is a scary moment, man. This guy's got atomic weapons, and with the people we have in power in our country right now, it's a scary time to be alive as an American, man, and it's the worst I've ever seen it. So, Captain, what do you think, man? Are we going to do something, or is everybody going to act all zombied out still like nothing's going on?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have hope for the community that I've involved myself in by just, you know, getting up and leaving the West Coast and moving to New Hampshire to be around other freedom-minded people who are trying to do things. There's a variety of different things going on here. The Free State Project, there's folks, you know, who are attempting to infiltrate the system and change it from within, and that kind of a thing. I'm hopeful that there are people congregating that are at least of the same mind that will change things. There is some good news, though. There's good news that there is...
Give it! We need some good news. What's the good news?
There's lots of it, actually.
Well, so infrastructure that does not belong to government is currently being built. Right, and I don't even mean corporate infrastructure. I'm talking about things like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, for example.
Sure, but right? Did you see what they did to the cryptocurrency in Canada? You think these people can't just do whatever they want? You really, honestly, in your mind, think that these psychopaths are going to allow cryptocurrency to work out the way we all?
They don't have a choice.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, John. They do not have a choice. Cryptocurrency still works regardless of what the government tells you and the media will lead you to believe. They were not able to shut down cryptocurrency. Only a couple of addresses. That's it. So, more Free Talk Live is on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and NATO maintain they will not impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, warning that could lead to an escalation with Russia. President Putin said he would consider any declaration of a no-fly zone to be, quote, participation in the armed conflict. That conflict is still ongoing, and a ceasefire for parts of Ukraine has been violated by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky has fended off three separate attempts by the Russians to assassinate him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News. Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6 attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6 with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. Lawmakers in New Jersey and here in Oregon are now working on bills that would legally allow drivers in both states to start pumping their own gas at fuel stations. The two states are the only two remaining that bars drivers from getting their own gas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I like to say the number slow sometimes. Occasionally somebody will call and, you know, they'll mention during screening or something. Hey, can you say the number slower? Because sometimes I'll go 603-283-6160.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like,
well, especially
well,
if it's
what?
At the end of the segment and you're trying to fit it in there before the commercial starts.
Yeah, so 603-283-6160 is the number. It is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me?
Beakless Mountaineer.
Our caller, John, from the last segment, mentioned the bit in Canada where Canada claims we shut down cryptocurrency. They did no such thing.
No, they announced that they were going to. They did everything in their power, which is approximately nothing, and then they sent out a bunch of letters that did less than nothing, to which the programmers of various wallets went, that's literally impossible. You're asking us to do a thing that can't be done. Well, and that's the thing. So, I mean, he's like, well, do you think the government's going to let them do crypto? The government has no choice about allowing crypto. It is impossible for any entity to stop it.
The answer to that question for me is also a resounding yes, government is going to allow it because they already can't stop it. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically started this thing, but cryptocurrency, as long as it follows the model of like the Bitcoin and then, of course, the privacy coins that are coming out now are just amazing. But they have not asked permission to exist. In fact, they exist in the face of things like the organization known as government. If government could have stopped cryptocurrency, they would have done so already. Now, keep in mind, I'm referring to governments around the globe, the entire Earth. In fact, cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, is being bombarded by hackers, by governments, by all sorts of people of ill repute, all of the time, sometimes hundreds of times at a time, coming from all different angles, and nobody has been able to stop it. Not one government organization, not one private organization, not one hacking person has been able to stop it. It is unstoppable code.
Yeah, let me be clear about this. If every single government on the face of the earth came together holding hands to fight cryptocurrency, it would still exist.
And they would lose.
It would be hilarious to watch, and it would still exist. So, I mean, for example, Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, I think.
I believe it's Janet Yellen!
At the same time as the European Union spokesperson, they both announced, oh, we are looking into making sure that that you can't sidestep our sanctions with cryptocurrency. And it's like, you go ahead and look into that, because you can. You absolutely can sidestep every single one of these sanctions using cryptocurrency, and what's more, it is impossible to stop.
So, regarding Canada, what were they actually successfully able to do regarding that made them look like they did a thing to cryptocurrency? Well, what they did is they identified a couple of wallet addresses that were publicly available. And they went to all of the exchanges and said, don't allow any traffic to or from these two specific publicly available wallet addresses. Now, if you know anything about wallet addresses, you know that there are bazillions of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One wallet address is usually just unique to one coin in a single wallet. You can delete said wallet and recreate it, and it creates a new address. You can go, most wallets you can go into and go, create a new address just anyway, and you can have an unlimited number of wallet addresses. You could simply use a different wallet, move your money from that wallet into another wallet by, like, sweeping keys, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would ever be the wiser, and they managed to shut nothing down, is what I'm saying. They shut nothing down. Zero, mm-hmm. Zilch, nil, none, nada.
Now, what you can do... So there are companies that have asked permission of various governments to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a cryptocurrency exchange in Canada. They have asked Canada to exist. Canada has given them permission to exist in the geographical area that they have claimed. And if they then tell them to stop a thing, they'll probably stop at that exchange. Now, if you have that cryptocurrency in your own wallet, or if you have that in a cryptocurrency exchange that is not in Canada, and Canada then becomes upset at you, then they can do nothing to you.
Right. These exchanges are, I mean, they're big business because what are they doing? They're transducing government money, right, known as currency, or United States dollars, where we're at. But anyway, really, you know, they're doing it for any currency. Europe, what are they using in Europe now? It's
euros.
Euros, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, except in Britain, where they use the pound.
The pound, right, yeah. Okay. So, but they're taking those and transducing them, trading them, if you will, exchanging. That's the whole reason that they're called exchanging them for cryptocurrency. So cryptocurrency, you can look at it like this. It's kind of like a big vacuum cleaner. And it's out there vacuuming up all of this representation of work that people do. Labor, if you will. right? And that's all money. Money is just a representation of some effort that somebody put into something. And they're like, oh, here's, you know, what that represents. It represents, you know, oh, you worked for 7 hours? Here's 7 hours worth of, you know, this thing. Right? So people are exchanging that for the cryptocurrency. And eventually, kind of like the internet came for the newspapers and how the internet came for the taxi companies and how the internet came for the hotel industry, all of that kind of thing. Cryptocurrency is the internet of money. Mm-hmm. It's not money for the internet. It's the internet of money. I think I got that from... I can't remember the guy's name. I follow him all the time on the YouTube or whatever. Andreas Antonopoulos.
Yeah. And as much of a game changer as having the internet was, this is that level of a game changer. And it's a very strange thing, historically speaking, to have two of these, you know, monumental shifts in a single lifetime. That is very unusual. But, I mean, you may as well have the same lifetime where you have the Gutenberg Press and the internet.
Yeah. And all sorts of folks, I can hear people saying these things because they've said them, you know, to me before. You know, like, well, how do we know, you know, what is it backed by? Okay, first of all, if you knew what government money was backed by, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that totally sucks. But here's what it's really backed by: math. It is mathematics. It is the most mathematical currency to ever exist. It's more mathematical than USD, because USD can just be printed on a whim by, oh, I don't know, like the Federal Reserve, a whole bunch of different banks can just money, money, money. It's raining money, 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 right? They just print it out of thin air. There used to be some sort of a requirement they had to have a little bit in order to, like, print a bunch. But now they don't even have to have that little bit. That's gone.
Yeah.
So now banks just make it up, right? And you wonder why your gas price is so high. You wonder why all your groceries are so high, right? It's not because of coronavirus. And it's not because of the, the ships out in the oceans on both coasts that
are the
supply chain. It's not, no, it's because...
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Money printing.
That didn't help. It didn't help that they shut down our actual production for the better part of a year.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, what happened is they printed... I mean, there's an argument of, like, was it a third, a half? An enormous amount of our entire money supply came into existence out of nowhere.
And it's chasing
less goods and services than we had the year before.
20 is the new 5.
Yeah.
The hundo is the new 20.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Or nights, actually, I guess. 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're on the West Coast, that's, you know, late afternoon. Even if you're on the East Coast, that's night. And we're live. L-I-V-E, live, as in happening right now. Not pre-recorded. Although some stations will, like, rebroadcast. So
everything that's happening now is happening now.
Yeah, if it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern and you're hearing this, it's likely you're listening to live, Free Talk Live. That's why it's called that. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've been talking a lot about Bitcoin, and Bitcoin.com is the best place to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
I know I do.
Yeah, I do, too. Jimmy Redman, fantastic writer, by the way. Just want to give him a shout. He's super cool. I don't know before. Trading and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick an easy-to-use website, please visit bitcoin.com.
I know I do. There, your thinking is muddled. So a nation is not sovereign, and like that truth is basically being shown now. What is sovereign is an individual. It is the individual that interacts with nature, mixing his labor and creating property.
Can you define sovereign for our listeners that are not so...
Well, so a sovereign is the opposite of a subject. So, like, it's the fundamental unit of determination of rights. So, like, the way most people look at it, unfortunately, is that a is by definition a nation or a state, and that's the unit of measure of what does and does not have rights. But that's wrong. The sovereign is the individual, for we are what mixes our labor with nature, and we are the source of all value in the universe. Like, unfortunately, there is no innate value to the universe. That has to be put on it by us, but each individual is capable of evaluating their experience and saying, this is good, this is bad.
It's interesting that the evil empire of internet searches, so I'll let you figure out for yourself who that is, says the definition of sovereign is as follows. Noun, a supreme ruler, especially a monarch, or a former British gold coin worth £1 sterling. Because they used to refer.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, this is exactly what George Orwell warned us about in 1984. He warned us about the corruption of our language, about the removal of terms. I mean, this is exactly what happens when they try to control your mind, is they remove your ability to think in certain ways by removing the tools that you use to have those thoughts.
Well, in some ways, I could see how the definition, a supreme ruler, especially a monarch, can be applied to the way I use the word sovereign, and that is that I am the supreme ruler of myself.
That's exactly it.
I am the monarch of myself. I am king of myself. I am president of myself. I am captain of myself. Hence the term, Captain Kick-Ass.
Right. And if you do not believe, for example, that there is a divine right to rule others, then you basically wind down to that being the only consistent position.
Where do people get the idea that you have, that anybody has a right to rule over anybody else? Where did that come from?
Well, it's a scam, honestly. It's a con.
It is a scam. It's a complete con.
Yeah.
I say that it came from religion, because religion predates governments. Right, and then somebody one day went, oh, separation of church and state. Well, I guess we'll have to just turn this religion into something that isn't really quite a religion, but kind of is, and resembles all the things that religions did.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all these pageants.
Like, well, we're not a religion, but we are going to tell you what the universe is, what your purpose is in that universe, and we're also going to give you the ability to exchange value with each other.
Yeah, I'm not here to rag on religions. There are some religions that have done some positive things for many, many people, and you know, I'm not trying to tell you, you know, what to believe and, you know, all of that kind of thing. What I am saying is that this other religion that sort of sprouted out of the other religions,
mm-hmm.
the one you know as the institution of government, is definitely the world's most dangerous religion. It is a superstition that is just that. Nobody has the right to... I don't know. Do I have the right to take half of your earnings?
No.
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 No. Do you have the right to take half of mine?
No.
Where did they get the right to take half of everybody's stuff from?
Well, and this is the con job. So, I mean, the particulars of it have changed throughout the ages. You know, once upon a time it was, well, you see, this particular group of people, they have sacred holy blood that comes from God/gods. And eventually we're like, nah, they bleed just like the rest of us. And so it's like, okay, well, So it's a brand new con, relatively speaking of. Well, so when we get together, we can choose someone to lift up above the rest of us. And by the rest of us, I mean you. Which is still insane, but honestly, it's an effective way for the people who do not want to have accountability for their decisions to avoid accountability.
If, and I'm speaking to listeners, if you want to follow somebody, you should be free to do so. You should also be free to, well, unfollow them. At your whim. Mm-hmm. You should never be stuck following somebody that you didn't want to follow. But more importantly, that you should never be forced to follow anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my stance on all of this, is that I am a perfectly capable human being. I am capable of making choices. Wow. I understand that I must... You know, accept the consequences of any bad choices, but I also get the benefit of any good choices, right? And I must weigh these as I make my choices. And if I decide that I need to follow somebody for some reason, I should be free to do so. You know, the only type of authority that exists in my mind is that of an expert, a subject matter expert, right? Somebody who has a skill or right. some knowledge that I don't have. If I want to follow that guy or find a mentor or anything, I haven't done anything. I should be able to go and follow that guy. Right. But he's strapped to that guy for 4 years.
Right, and that's pretty over you.
That I don't have. If I want to follow that guy or find a mentor to do something that I haven't done and somebody to teach, you know, I should be able to go and follow that guy.
Right.
But and I shouldn't be strapped to that guy for 4 freaking years.
Right. And that's authority over you coming from you.
Right.
It's not authority over me coming from you and 500 people.
Right.
And you're not giving authority to one person over everything, because that's nuts. I mean, I'm glad that someone knows dentistry. I will... And the only thing crazier than that is to pick one person to discern all of the rules for everything. Dentistry, auto mechanics, finance, entertainment, everything. And they will determine how to do... everything, and what is and is not okay in everything, instead of just having the very simple rules of what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and if I don't aggress against you, which is to say I don't harm you, I don't defraud you, which is another way of stealing from you, I don't steal from you, and as long as we keep within that, then we can have these peaceful interactions that benefit all of us.
Coming up, is Big Tech using Ukraine to censor independent media and other people? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.